took by in his that's all the problem.
Okay.
And I'm removing sorry, I marked it out. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Call to order, Board of Works, for February the 8th. Need approval of the minutes for the January 25th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Department head reports. Parks Department, Steve Beeman.
Steve Beeman, Vincent's Parks. This Saturday is our Valentine's Dance at Green Activities. It's 6 to 8. It's free to the public. Forge Photography will be doing free pictures. WFML is our sponsor. We'll have giveaways and refreshments. It's always a real nice event. The Tribe, we had a meeting last week. Registration should start sometime this week. They're real close to getting everything. You can go to www.trinoxcounty.org. Registration site's on there. They're putting together a clinic. That clinic, I think I told you last time, is March 5th. That registration is also going on at this time now. You can do it on the same site. It's from 8 to 3 at VU. We want to thank VU for allowing us to use their facility for free that day.
Thanks, Steve. Police Department.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. I guess I had the opportunity to go up to the IACP conference since the last time that we talked. It was a four-day conference, including a trade show that gives us the opportunity to take a look at some of the new technologies and equipment and get an early look at what some of the quantity purchase agreements are on some of the different fleet vehicles and things like that. We also had a day where Dr. Gil Martin was actually scheduled to be there. He had one of his co-workers come in and talked about emotional survival for law enforcement, talking about ways that you can reduce your stress and over the years so that you can live a longer life during retirement. So that was a good program, as well as some domestic violence training. Today we had our department meeting and pension board election. And that is a mandatory meeting, and it gives us an opportunity to talk about all the guidelines that we've maybe updated or that there are questions about. We also, again, had our pension board meeting, and Officer Mike Caswell and Officer Cody Martin were put on the local pension board. Had one more thing. I think that's about it.
Done. Thanks, Dustin. Street Department. Bryce Anderson.
The drier weather has enabled us to double up on our pothole patrol, and so that's worked out real
great. Great.
Thanks, Bryce. JP is not here, so we have no old business. Move to new business. First up is Relay for Life banner request. Mr. Westfall.
Jim Westfall.
Councilman.
Finance Chairman for Relay for Life. And I'm going to do Pete White's too, because Pete wasn't feeling good. He's having chest pain. Request for banners, May 9th and 20th. May 9th through the 20th, 2016th, at Hart Street and Washington Avenue.
Okay, and Paul has secured those times and dates, and you've got the policy, insurance already there.
Policy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve hanging of banners for the Relay for Life for the weeks of May 8th through the 20th at two locations, Hart Street and Washington Avenue.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, next, Relay for Life Bucket Brigade. I know you've got, looks like 12 dates. We really feel like that's way too many. I think that maybe if you just pick one weekend, and we've got four intersections, Willow Street we can't approve because it's state highway.
Okay.
So typically, I think we do 15th and Harvard.
Mm-hmm. Seventh and St. Clair.
That's Washington Avenue and St. Clair.
Yeah, that's Washington Avenue and St. Clair. We've done those
there
before.
Yeah, Washington Avenue and St. Clair.
All right.
So, yeah. Are you okay with picking one weekend for now? And
yeah, let me. Which would be the best one?
And I really think having six weekends at four locations was a bit much to ask for. But
well, when I first got the dates, we only had four weekends, and he'd added two more on here.
Yeah, I mean, still, that's a lot. I mean, you know, when you think about, you know, asking, you know, I mean, some of it's a traffic issue, and I mean, obviously the relay's a great event, and you know, I mean, motorists get irritated sometimes.
Do you know
what
they did last year? Do you have any idea what they did last year?
No. I can go back and look.
We can look. Yeah. We'll look at the dates and.
I guess it's a description of the park. They were also wearing my camera.
Yeah. Right.
But I don't know what weekends.
Worst Avenue in St. Clair. I think those two intersections work. And yeah, so if you could, we could look back through the records and let you know, Jim, which weekend was approved. You know, so yeah, that's true. Yeah,
yeah. Right. Good weather.
There you go. So you'll have to wait and just you'll let us. I mean, do we make a motion that we'll approve one weekend pending formal notification? Yeah. Okay. So it's more like a recommendation to approve one weekend for the Relay for Life at a date to be determined with the mayor's office and at the intersections of 15th and Art and Washington Avenue in St. Clair.
One of the
very good. Yeah. I'll amend my recommendation to be one of the six listed weekends that the brigade suggested.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks, Jim.
Next is parking issue. Fifth and Jerry, second.
Mark, you think? I was kind of having chest pains earlier, Jim, if you want to go ahead and present my we're just asking you guys to request or take a look at the parking issue there at 5th and FIGO. We kind of, basically, we probably are the only downtown business that us, Porter Paints, BG, I guess, are the only ones that really get a lot of semi-deliveries downtown. And our drivers are having a tough time turning the corners. People park too close to the stop sign. Plus, we see it all the time where people will pull up behind them thinking they're in traffic. And I don't know if it was like a year ago or 2 years ago, you guys allowed them to start parking on both sides of the streets. Gardeners, I think you could always park on the other side.
No, it was, right? We tried to eliminate one side.
Okay, well, it didn't fly.
You did, right.
Well,
you took
was
some flack from some of the merchants there.
Well, he didn't get any flack from me. But anyway, so there, it's kind of tough there. Mm-hmm. And then if you have cars on the other side, it's really tough. And mm-hmm. we have our own truck that we load out of all the time. And at some point, we're probably going to be coming back to build on again. And so at that point, you know, it just makes it tough to unload. And if we could have the other side of 5th Street and the side bars, even if it's not closed to parking, but just like a 15-minute parking so there's an unloading zone. Is that something that you guys do at all or not?
Yeah, I mean, I bet, you know, and I know I went down and looked at that area, I know what Jerry's talking about, especially when you know, exit out. I mean, we could make like the riverside of 5th Street at that intersection, if we made that an unloading zone, we could. So there's unloading zones on Main Street, Chief. What do those typically say?
Well, I think some of them are different. It just depends on what time was there are a few, but I'm not sure they're all the same there.
Right.
I would think maybe prudent to just yellow that right there. Maybe, I mean,
Just make it yellow.
It's already yellow back so far, but the curb's broken there.
Yeah.
And so it's, people are parking further up. The other thing I'll say is that we bought, for all of our employees, we bought the lot from Mike Severs that was actually Cramac's lot across from us, and we fill it up every day. We just bought Dick Leonard because I didn't want to turn into a tattoo parlor or an e-cigarette store, no offense. But so we have that lot, and then the fourth, we own that half block. So the at Fourth and Vigo, really, we, other than Dirk Yoder, we let everybody park there, and we haven't said anything all along. And there's a lot of people that park there.
Right.
So it's kind of like we're trying to.
Yeah, I know. You're not trying to capitalize on parking areas.
Looking at Fifth and Vigo, I know that the curb needs repainted. And that may solve the issue with.
Maybe.
As long as it's enforced.
If we could even go down from the curb down to just past where our overhead door is on the opposite side, life would be pretty good. Like, there was a car parked beyond there today, and it didn't affect anything at all.
Okay. Do you know where we're talking?
It's
okay.
And it's really State Highway that paints that.
Oh, do they?
Or Bryce said that he would take a look at it.
I could always wait until the cover of darkness and paint it myself.
Oh, but you reminded me, I got to do something.
We will.
Under the cover of darkness, Mark.
Repaint this curb.
Can I get a brick?
What improvements there are. Are you good with that?
I'm great with that. If I'd have brought Hannah, would I have gotten anything better? Can I close Fifth Street? Can I build across Fifth Street? Well, that'd be nice. Did anybody ever request that?
Yeah. And then we'll paint the curb, see what happens, and then look at making the other changes. Because when we do that, then it does a 90-day trial.
Do you want me to mark an area there where I think that if we painted just past our overhead door?
How far back is your overhead door?
Chin JP.
It's already.
Yeah.
Just maybe a one car lane.
And if somebody parks beyond that, which usually somebody from like Donovan's office parks there, it never has a problem because they can swing around and catch that. But right now they're having to go either to Church Street or sometimes to Church Street and come all the way around and swing.
Yeah, I've seen them do that.
It's pretty tough.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have JP take a look at it and Bryce. And what is it now? Typically 30 feet off the intersection.
And someone said, well, that fire trucks have to have so much to get around. Mm-hmm. And I know that right now you'd have to like back up and the fire truck doesn't turn as good as a semi. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Okay, so we don't need a motion here. We're just going to take care of that. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jerry. Thanks, sir.
Okay, next is YMCA Betty McCormick Senior Center Van Gogh contract. This is the contract that we typically sign every year.
Right.
City gives Van Gogh $20,000. This one? No, this is Betty's check. I took your software off because you're going to take a look at it.
Okay, so this is behind that. I guess.
Xed it out. Okay. It may not be Xed out on your
right. Computer. Right.
This is our Betty J. McCormick.
This is our annual Van Gogh contribution.
Right.
Right. Right. Okay.
Say when it's due.
It says dated this 23rd of January. So just in a motion to approve it again this year.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the aforementioned contract with the Betty J. McCormick Senior Center for the amount of $20,000.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And that is it. Just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.